It's very important to us, but we must now act in such a way that we maintain that trust that the members have put in us.
You now go to National Council with the resolutions and the decisions of that meeting behind you. What will you be saying at the next meeting?
At the next meeting, I will be fully backing those resolutions. Those resolutions have already been put before National Council at the last marathon meeting, but at that stage they hadn't the force of resolutions. They're now resolutions.
Do you believe the National Executive will act on those resolutions?
Well, as you know at the minute, Donal, the position is very fluid, but the Donegal position is 100% clear. We will push those resolutions to the limit.
In terms of looking toward the future, Conor Lucy, the former chief economist, is in the process of his review, and the meeting had a lot to say about that and what that review should do as well.
They want a full independent oversight of that review. There's resolutions in there that are detailing what the members want.
They include an independent analysis and an independent audit of his figures and his findings.
That is correct. And there is outside help coming in, and we must make sure that that is independent. We've got to have full transparency and clarity for our members.
Are you fearful that there may be some skeletons in the closet yet to be uncovered?
I think members should be prepared for that. There could be more to come out. I've been pushing for, as far as I can, and will continue to push for, that we get everything out in the open as soon as possible, immediately.
What happened over the past 2 weeks didn't happen in isolation, and it's part of a pattern that seems to have gone back for at least a year, particularly in terms of pensions and so on. You're calling for all the legal and accounting advice received on these matters to be made public. Important from your point of view that you know the history of all this and where this actually came from.
If you have everything out in the open, and if this had been out in the open from the beginning, you then concentrate on what your business is, which is representing farmers. And when the things are in the open, they're a non-issue because they are in the open. And I'm sad that we got into this position.
The question now is how IFA gets out of it. Important from your point of view that Donegal IFA has spoken. Donegal IFA has come through this. It would seem by and large united. There have been scare stories of over half the farmers in the country resigning their membership. It would appear on the face of what happened at the weekend at least that there is still unity in IFA and Donegal.
There was a strong message from the meeting that IFA had to pick itself up because it was needed and the members wanted it, but they wanted it to be their IFA.